Hello. Thank you for having me. It's exciting to be here. I went to school in San Francisco in 1993. I got a bachelor's in the San Francisco Art Institute. And what I want to talk about is sort of my path to drawing. I'm someone who kind of has been primarily focused on drawing. And this is the top of a box. The boxes are an ongoing series. There are 13 in them. One of the pieces I have in the Rothschild donation is a box with I think 15 drawings in it, not this exact one, but this is an example of one of the pieces in the box. It's sort of letter size. It's on vintage paper. The fold was part of the paper when I got it. This is kind of an older piece. It's about 10 years out of school, but some of the themes and things going on are sort of carry through until now. And this is another box top. Sort of an awkward dilemma came up when this thing was intended to just literally keep artwork in and keep pencils in as sort of a portable studio. And people would comment on it sort of endlessly and became more interesting than the work that was inside. So I sort of eventually opened myself up to making that part of the work because I realized it sort of had a sort of a lighter or goofier counterpart to this like intended thing. So it sort of had this relationship going on in my work between things that are intended to be art and then things that are just sort of maybe have this space that's a little bit goofier and random and kind of stupid. And this is the paper that I was describing with the fold. This is the packaging of it. It's vintage paper. And I met a guy at the flea market when I first moved to New York who had a ton of it. And he kind of sold me some of it, and then we became friends, and he started giving it to me. And to sort of have this thing where I want to sort of collect ideas, collect objects, and use them. This was a piece. It was also from the box around that size, letter size. And the figure had initially a T-shirt on. It was around when Lizzie Grubman had that car running over people accident. And I made a T-shirt that said, "I've been Grubman," kind of erased it. And I sort of just like to have jokes in this sort of personal hedonistic way. This is an installation. This is from 2007 at Susie Q Projects in Zurich, and the table was from my studio as well. And this was the box, and the drawings were within the box. This is sort of my ideal slash sort of problematic presentation of it. This is sort of a personal biographical tangent. This is my great grandmother, who I took this picture as a teenager, and I lived two houses away from her until I was about 10 years old. And she's posing there with Easter bread that's adorned with birds and flowers. And so it's just sort of a obvious influence. This was a drawing from 1998 or so. And I consider this drawing to be sort of a finished piece, but it sort of prompted a bunch of sculpture. And this was my reaction to like being in the airport and seeing everybody with their exact same black Samsonite wheelie bag and being kind of horrified at this sort of tyranny of sameness. And so I started this was sort of the next generation of that series, which was, it's a piece called The Whoopless. And on the left, it seemed closed. On the right, it seemed open. And I filled it with different things that I made. I made thinly sliced dried tomatoes and sewed them together into a bra and underwear set. This is a piece that I own. It's by the artist Lee Godey, who some of you may know. She's kind of a known outsider artist, but this is unstretched canvas. It's about 18 by 22 inches, and I just get bored of talking about myself, so I just like to show other things that inform my process. And I love how she uses materials. This is a photograph of her, and I used to see her. I did the first part of undergrad at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and she would sort of be camped out on the steps of the museum working. And if you went through, if it was a cold day, you could go through the museum to school, and we would pass her. And I was like too scared to get anywhere near her because she was kind of intense. But this is a photograph I took in Mexico at a fruit stand of some cookies that were, I guess, supposed to be Spider-Man. And I just sort of, giving an idea about how I sort of come up with images or ideas or sort of same collecting ideas. And that's a detail from a larger work, really bad quality. But just sort of how that experience in my life informs my work, or that I just sort of get obsessed with things and then they kind of show up everywhere. And so I'm working with a lot of bird imagery for a period, not so much anymore, but one of the birds was wearing a Spider-Man mask. And this is a detail from a larger work from about 2007. And I'm approaching where, at this point, I'm kind of primarily just focused on drawing, making drawings, and this piece is, has a reference. It sort of has an open-ended process and of like specific references to literal things. This is 22 by 30. I'm working as a florist, in New York, for about the last 11 years, and so that was sort of another level of not really intending that to inform my process, but it really sort of ended up being a source of stability, not only sort of socially, financially, but being a source in the work of ideas and inspiration and knowledge about things, which was interesting. I find I'm constantly sort of surprised by the things that I don't really want to embrace. This is a detail from a larger work, and I am referencing Shakers and how Shakers draw birds and how Adolf Wolfley draws birds and then my own versions of birds, and at this point just really getting involved with materials and pencils and just sort of focusing on that kind of picture making. And this piece is called The Actual Size of Everything. It's a couple of years old. It's maybe an example of maybe where the work is at now, which is the narratives getting denser and materials and references getting more layered, using collage and paint and drawing dry mediums. This is the last one. This is maybe where the work is kind of heading. This is a panel, but I'm using collage and paint and drawing elements, and this is 4 by 6 feet. This is just exploring, I guess, different things that I can't do on paper, so it's kind of going back to maybe where I started in school and taking this path of using drawing and